I'm out of here. I'm Francisco Santa.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office is meeting privately with the family of Michael Jackson right now as an autopsy on the pop star is underway. There's also new information this afternoon on Michael Jackson's prescription drug use. With that, we're live in Los Angeles with ABC's Brad Wheelis.
Sherry, not only were the 911 tapes released.
He's unconscious. He's not breathing.
Yes, he's not breathing, sir.
ABC News has also learned Michael Jackson was heavily addicted to painkillers. And we're told by a law enforcement source the pop singer was given an injection of Demerol shortly before he stopped breathing. It'll be weeks before the toxicology results are back on the body. Sherry?
ABC's Brad Wheelis live. The car belonging to a doctor who is said to have treated Michael Jackson has been towed from the Jackson home, but the doctor has still not been found. Tributes are also still pouring in, and the woman who once called herself Mrs. Michael Jackson has an interesting one on the internet. With more on what Lisa Marie Presley is saying today, here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The self-proclaimed king of pop feared he would end up like another king.
Love me tender.
Lisa Marie Presley says Jackson knew how his fate would be played out. Presley said today on her MySpace page, Jackson told her when they were married that he was afraid he would end up like her father. She said she wanted to save him, but failed and finally walked away. It's the most Presley has ever said about their relationship. Watching events unfold about Jackson, Presley wrote, leaves her gutted.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. President Obama hasn't spoken publicly about Michael Jackson. Today, his press secretary did say his condolences went out to the family. President is also scoffing at a demand from the president of Iran for him to apologize for allegedly muddling in Iran's political affairs.
I don't take Mr. Ahmadinejad's statements seriously about apologies.
Stocks are mixed today on word Americans are saving more because we're saving, we're not spending, and that has investors worried. Dow down 39, NASDAQ up 6. You're listening to ABC News.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace. The helpful place.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
2 days after admitting he went to Argentina to have an affair, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford has told his staff he's sorry.
I wanted generally to apologize to every one of you all for letting you down. I've been making legislative calls throughout the morning and yesterday afternoon on my way back up from Sullivan's, apologizing to them. Saying I'm sorry.
South Carolina Governor First Lady Jenny Sanford says she discovered her husband's affair in January when she found a letter to the governor from his mistress. She also says she told him to end it and was shocked this week when she found out he had gone to Argentina to see his lover. Debate is underway in the House on a bill aimed at reducing greenhouse gases and reducing the country's dependence on foreign oil.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey says the 1,200-page bill he helped write marks a revolution.
A fundamental change that breaks our dependence upon imported oil.
But Republicans like Bob Goodlatte of Virginia say limiting CO2 and other greenhouse gases will raise energy prices and snuff out jobs.
We do not support this kind of suicide for the American economy. I urge my colleagues to oppose this legislation.
Democrats admit they don't yet have the votes. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
They'll soon be remembering another friend in Hollywood. Ed McMahon's publicist says there will be a celebration of the late Tonight Show's sidekick's life on July 1st. This is ABC News.
At Jeep, we build more than a luxury SUV. We build an all-access pass to places you never dreamt you'd go. We build the Jeep Grand Cherokee. It can take you almost anywhere with the most advanced four-wheel drive system and most technologically advanced features in its class. Plus, an available Uconnect nav with GPS can take you right back. At Jeep, we're building a new car company. Come see what we've built for you. Based on Ward's 2009 Middle Sport Utility Segment, when properly equipped, Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. California Senate Republicans have blocked the legislative attempt to avoid having the state issue IOUs through a complicated cash-saving maneuver. Two gay rights groups and the American Civil Liberties Union have added their voices in support of a federal lawsuit in San Francisco aimed at overturning California's ban on same-sex marriage. And San Francisco's Gay Pride celebration gets underway tonight with a transgender rights march through the Mission District. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Thanks so much. In Oakland East 24 at Broadway, a car over the center divide from the westbound lanes landed in the left lane on the eastbound side. There is also a crash in Concord northbound 680 before 242. Looks like a lane blocked there as well. And this report is brought to you by Orkin. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Your weekend is looking nice. Sunny, much warmer, hot temperatures inland, high 70s and 80s around the bay, mid-90s inland. The outlook for Sunday, very warm to hot. High temperatures up to 100 inland. It's 65 in San Francisco, and on your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I don't think we can avoid discussing, obviously, the topic of now, the death of Michael Jackson. I'll try to add some perspective and highlight some of the medical parts of this. The music goes without saying, and its place in music history. And you know something? I don't have any inside information, anything more than you do if you search, and I've been searching all day. But perspective is maybe what I can bring to the story, because there's just a lot of weird stuff. What can I tell you? We in medicine have something called the VIP syndrome. We are all very aware of it. And a VIP syndrome is when you think that a patient is special because of your own perceptions as a physician. Listen, a lot of people think they're special. But when you start changing your act, when you start doing things differently because somebody is a president of the United States, somebody is a famous movie star, then you're going into Never Never Land. Because when you break your stride as a professional, you do things differently and you often make mistakes. So there's a lot of attention as of this broadcast right now, this moment in time. Those of you who may be hearing this program in delay broadcast, I can tell you today is the day. It's Friday. They can't find this doctor. First of all, how many people have a doctor living at their house? I can tell you the kind of doctors that often do this, because why would you do that? What patient needs a physician living with them? So whether the motivation is money or fame or you're bored or who knows what, we do have one report of the name of this doctor, but where is he? You allow your BMW to be towed away and no one can find you? Yes, everybody's quick to say, of course, the doctor's not implicated at this particular moment. But isn't that a little strange to you? Right? The police are saying the doctor's car may contain medications or other evidence that may assist the coroner in determining the cause of death. It does not bode well for the physician. Police still want to interview the doctor. The LA Times has come up with a tentative identification of the doctor. 51-year-old Las Vegas cardiologist. I don't need to tell you his name because I have, once again, I can't verify that. And evidently, this doctor was administering CPR to Jackson when the paramedics arrived. There are some published reports that Jackson had gotten a shot of Demerol before going into cardiac arrest. Of course, the family, I mean, Jermaine is saying it was a heart attack. Well, everybody dies of a heart attack. You die because your heart stops. So at this particular point, that may be true, but why? I'm guessing if it was a Demerol, which is was a very, very popular opiate narcotic, think of it as morphine. My concern might be that doctor might not have known what else Mr. Jackson was taking if the Demerol did him in. Pretty suspicious, right? Not cause and effect. Remember, two things happen at the same time. Doesn't mean one caused the other. So a shot of Demerol, maybe he would have died anyway. But as you know, opiates stop respiration, slow the heart rate. And if Mr. Jackson had taken other opiates ahead of time, didn't tell the doctor gives him the Demerol, it's too much. And it's potentially possible, I'll get into this in a second, that Mr. Jackson was using a lot of pain medication for injuries, and that the dosage of Demerol itself was very, very high because your body gets used to it. So you need more and more, and you get close. The 911 call, the caller, who was not identified as of this report, this broadcast, said he was in bed. A person was in bed and not breathing. And that only the personal doctor was with Mr. Jackson at the time. And as you know, he died yesterday afternoon at UCLA. I'll get to that also. Then we have the attorney, a former attorney and a family friend, said he had been concerned about Jackson's use of painkillers, warned the family about this. He said, one day we're going to have this experience. And when Anna Nicole Smith passed away, I said, we cannot have this kind of a thing with Michael Jackson. This is the ex-attorney's opinion. I don't know what caused his death, he said, but I feared this day, and here we are. He claimed that Jackson had prescription drugs at his disposal. He could take whatever he wanted to. He just had a pharmacy. And when he broke his leg after he fell off a stage and broke other bones, that's when it started. Now, this I did not know when he was acquitted of child molestation. That's back in 2005. Prosecutors argued against returning Jackson, returning items, which included that they confiscated, included syringes and Demerol and prescriptions for other various drugs. Evidently, as I look at the list, mainly antibiotics in different people's names, but there was Demerol and syringes. They tried for 3/4 hour to resuscitate him. As a candidate, could a 51-year-old man have a heart attack? Yes, of course. But, I mean, Michael Jackson was skinny. He didn't look out of shape. Yep, that can happen. I mean, as you know, statistically, just less likely. You would expect someone, you know, to be a little fat and be an overeater. And I would assume, I don't know what Michael Jackson's, anybody has hints from previous reports of what his eating habits were like. And you know something, Liza Minnelli had a straightforward statement. She says, when the autopsy comes, all hell's going to break loose. So let's celebrate him now. And the autopsy, listen, they could finish it during the course of this program. We'll know that. If they do, the physical results from an autopsy are often not very helpful. In other words, it will require the microscopic examination of tissues and toxicology, of course, and that's going to take a month, month and a half. So the physical autopsy, if something were obvious, like if he had completely clogged coronary arteries and it looked like a heart attack, they will tell us that. If there were, in other words, something you can see with your eyeballs, that's what happens right after the autopsy. And doctors often have an impression and have a pretty good hint, depending upon the disease and the nature of it. I'm not expecting that. Here's another report. The doctor did not come to claim the vehicle. I mean, where did the doctor go? How did the doctor get out of there without his car? It was suspicious. Another Associated Press report we found in 2007, Mr. Jackson settled a lawsuit filed by a pharmacy in Beverly Hills that claimed the singer owed $100,000 for prescription drugs. I'm sorry to giggle. This is a sad day. That's a party. $100,000 for prescription drugs. Now, these drugs were accumulated over a two-year period. So $50,000 a year. Well, 52 weeks in a year, $1,000 a week. for prescription drugs. That's a lot. Evidently, a family member, the source of full cardiac arrest after a painkiller shot came from a family member. We don't know. No one's admitting who that was and how accurate that is. I said the doctor is living at his house. His debt of $500 million is not relevant. Now I'm reading some of the medical press. This is coming from a former family friend. His use of medications had gotten in the way. His injuries, which he sustained while performing, he broke his leg from a fall, were getting in the way. And here's probably the most interesting thing, I don't know if generally known. You're going to promote a rock star show, a rock star with a rocky history. You're putting up millions and millions and millions of dollars. These things are not cheap. When you hear about how much a tour generates for a rock star, the star himself, you know, gets a small percentage of that. The rest goes to everybody else, right? You got to rent the hall, you got to hire musicians, the publicity, it goes on and on and on. Well, despite reports of his ill health and the things I just told you, the promoters of the London show put him through a 4.5-hour physical examination with independent doctors. And he evidently passed. That, I'm sure, is going to be an interesting issue here, depending upon the cause of death. Now, let's suppose Mr. Jackson just had a heart attack and the rest of this is all speculation. Could you pass a 4.5-hour exam? First, I don't know what you would do in 4.5 hours. You give me a couple of syringes full of blood, a stethoscope, and would I need an x-ray? I mean, not even. You can tell whether someone is ready to handle this. If they're addicted to drugs, I mean, you'd find that out in toxicology. Did they do that? Maybe that was excluded. Who knows? You could have heart disease and die the next hour. We, in the area where I'm broadcasting the home station here, the very well-known anchor in the Bay Area, died of a heart attack the morning after, complete examination, looking at symptoms of heart disease. The man had symptoms of heart disease. They went over him, the cardiograms of this, and he died the next day of a heart attack on the table. So if it was straight out heart attack, he might pass. That's going to be, that'll be the most interesting thing to me. Here's a sidebar. Now, admittedly, this is coming from a PR agency, but yet, it is interesting. In this day and age, when something happens to a star, immediately there's a press conference. And evidently, Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center is being given 3 out of 5 stars for poor crisis preparedness and potential damage to the brand. And they talk about a lot of examples here where a hospital is not ready to deal with the onslaught of press, etc., and that this should be part of crisis management. If there were an earthquake in Los Angeles, right, an ER is prepared. Well, this is an earthquake of sorts. And they say here that the medical center had more than enough time to prepare for the press conference, which was called on site for 5:15 p.m. Mr. Jackson died, 2:20, 2:30? And they say it should only take an hour to implement all the steps necessary to hold a major press conference. And a major center, one of the major centers in the United States, should have that in their plan, in their preparedness plan. And all UCLA needed to do was prepare, rehearse, and react. Instead, at 5:15, the courtyard was filled with media, and many people just kind of came to the hospital to pay their respects or just rubberneck. The crush of people with no police presence hampered the ability for reporters to report the news. And here's what happened. An announcement was made that the press conference would be held in the auditorium. So hundreds of people run across the street to the auditorium as the glass doors were abruptly locked by what appeared to be a very frightened security guard. Credentialed reporters were then told to go to another location. And when they arrived, many were told that the room was at capacity. There was no UCLA Medical Center spokesperson or ER physician at the press conference. Instead, the press conference spokesperson was Jermaine. And that's a video we've all seen. One of the best-known hospitals in the country which is probably the hospital most likely to receive celebrities in its emergency room, should have a crisis plan. Appoint and train a hospital spokesperson and several backups who can talk about a variety of potential illnesses and injuries. Identify a press conference site large enough to accommodate at least 1,000 reporters from around the world. And they go on to talk about how bad press has damaged brands because people didn't know how to deal with a crisis. I tell you, I kind of agree with that. It's sad and it's unfortunate in a sense, but the world wants to know it. And a doctor and the medical center can decide with the family what's appropriate and what's not appropriate to disclose. So I think there's a lesson learned here. And the stature of Mr. Jackson, of course, it's legend. And yet you can easily imagine this happening again and again and again. And so that's one of the reasons I think a lot of this is confusing at the moment. So obviously I will try to keep you up to date as much as possible on everything that has to do with the medical aspects of this case. All right, something else I want to talk to you about I think you're going to find interesting. It has to do with when you have psychiatric symptoms, and who hasn't had psychiatric symptoms, how that could be an indication, sit down, of cancer. Tell you what this story is about. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
Dolan's wants to be your green home improvement resource. And to emphasize the point, there's a free green gift waiting for you at any of Dolan's five Bay Area locations. No purchase necessary. In fact, you have your choice of four green gifts this week. For more information and the location nearest you, click on the Dolan's banner on the KGO website. And when you pick up your free green gift, don't forget to ask about the $1,500 tax credit for energy-saving windows and doors.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255, 800-548-TALK, and be well with Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Rosemary. How you doing, Rosemary?
Yes, Dr. Dean Adell?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi,
I'm calling because it's kind of something like the talk you just did with Michael Jackson. My son has been on, I'm assuming, Narco all the time. If not Narco, it's something similar to that. He's right. been on it probably about four years now. He's had back problems. He's had back surgery. But he's not taking the medication anymore for pain. He's taking it because he can't get off of it. He's admitted to me that he can't get off of it. He's not taking it like, you know, a ton of it. He is taking probably four a day. He takes, and I'm not sure the milligrams he's taking, but he takes maybe like a half. But he takes at least four pills every day. And he's been doing this for like 4 years. He has had a heart attack. He's only 45, and he has had a heart attack a year ago. And I'm very concerned, especially with what's going on right now, like you just talked about with Michael Jackson.
Yes, well, you should be very concerned, Rosemary. I got a bunch of questions for you. Let's start with where does he get the medication from?
His doctor. He has a pain management doctor. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that's where he's getting it from.
Right. So then we should probably assume, although this is tricky, you got to wonder, in the privacy of the meeting with the doctor, whether he has said, you know, I'm not really taking this for the pain anymore. I think my back's doing better. I'm taking this because I'm hooked. Or knowing that if he says that, he might get cut off, which is a terrible, painful thing. So I tell you what he needs to do. I'm taking this story at face value, and I would so encourage you to really work with him and help him through this. It is not easy. Think of your son simply as a heroin addict, and that'll get you in the right place. Because while he's not going out in the street and buying drugs illegally, et cetera, prescription drugs are now, they are the biggest drug problem we have in this country, and they are available everywhere. You can go online and you can buy narcotics, okay? Period, end of subject. I don't know anything any country can do to stop it. You want to buy OxyContin, you can do it online. They'll send it to you from India. They'll send it to you from many, many places. So it's hard to stop the flow. So what he needs to do is to be approached by an addictionologist, not the pain doctor. The pain doctor, you see, I don't trust that your son would tell him the truth, and I don't trust the pain doctor would know what to do, right? So what you need is an addictionologist, and believe it or not, they break down into subcategories. And I know a lot about this because, without admitting too much, we have had a family member with this problem and have been through H-E-L-L over it. And I'm telling you that there are addictionologists who deal just with this opiate thing. Because it's a very, very special class of drugs. And the day when your son can't get this prescription or he gets cut off, I'm frightened about what he'll do. Because the withdrawal symptoms will be horrible. And he just may have a buddy who will know how to get. And it's cheaper to buy, you know, a little white powder and start snorting that and start easy with that to ease your pain. So the thing that I think is the best treatment for this, and I would leave it up to an addictionologist, is a medication which is going to go generic soon because it's very expensive right now, called Suboxone. And that is saving the lives of these people. Now, Suboxone is an opiate-like medication. It is akin to methadone, but very, very different. Because in it, it has an opiate blocker. So a person cannot abuse drugs while they're taking it. And it satisfies the urges, and they can function. And then you face getting them off of Suboxone, right? So it's a couple of stages. So I would, he needs to get help from an addiction, a rehab place where they know, or an addictionologist, and just poke around, find someone, have them go out and meet them. And if you are in the San Francisco Bay Area or the East Bay Area, I would be happy to give you the name of the doctor. Heather can do that. So why don't you hang on the phone and Heather can get contact information. I'm not sure where you're calling from, Rosemary, and I can get you the name of this doctor, and perhaps he can help with this. All right. Or as I mentioned, we're going to talk about psychiatric symptoms. Now, how many people have psychiatric symptoms? Just about everybody out there, right? Well, can have a very, very heavy diagnosis, can come along, an increase in diagnosis. What, where, why, and how? I'll have that for you in a second. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update on the KTO Radio Newsroom. It's going to get hot within the next few days, and that has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a warning to people who are sensitive. Triple digits in some inland locations. We are awaiting a news conference on the autopsy result of Michael Jackson. We'll bring you that live coverage right here on KGO. On the 911 tapes of the emergency call from Jackson's home were released today. The caller said the singer wasn't breathing or responding to efforts to revive him. And the KGO Lloyd Lindsey Young forecast for the Bay Area, mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the 60s and 70s around the Bay, 85 to 90 inland. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
A statewide drought emergency has been declared.
Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
Water rationing is not an option anymore. Luckily, System Pavers installs a beautiful, eco-friendly synthetic product called SP Turf. This lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with none of the maintenance hassles. And best of all, you'll never have to water your lawn again.
Here's an important message. Water rationing has gone into effect for East Bay residents aimed at preserving the rapidly dwindling water supply. Residents throughout much of Alameda and Contra Costa counties are required to immediately reduce water use by 19%. Penalties will be enforced.
With your good credit, our low monthly payments are usually less than the cost of normal lawn maintenance. Call System Pavers and ask about your SP Turf replacement today.
Visit SystemPavers.com or call for a free home consultation at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-728-3002.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by Cal DRE 01126077.
Crave a quick healthy meal? Then stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for delicious and nutritious meals. You no longer have to sacrifice quality to fit your busy lifestyle. You'll find a great variety of fresh ideas with great taste. Stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for great items like Breyers ice cream, Breyers, the all-natural ice cream, Cozy Shack pudding, all-natural pudding, better than homemade, Monterey pasta and sauces, simple to sensational, and Yoplait yogurt. It's so good. The Frozen and Refrigerated Food Council is giving shoppers a chance to win a 7-night trip for 4, 3 nights at Disney World, and 4 nights on the Disney Cruise Line. Entering is easy. Go to KGORadio.com for more information. And be sure to shop for these items at Wrigley's and Knob Hill Foods. Celebrate food. Celebrate life.
Where can you find breaking Bay Area news from the award-winning KGO Radio News team? The top world and national stories as they happen. A comprehensive market update. The Bay Area's best traffic and jam cams. A complete 5-day weather forecast. Local sports updates. Deep background and related links for the big stories of the day. And thousands of on-demand news videos and KGO podcasts. It's as close as your computer or handheld device. The KGO news you want, whenever you want it, is at KGORadio.com. With
Doctor. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dale here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to David. How you doing, David? David?
Yeah, here I am.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Dean? Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about all the, well, we've had three major deaths
recently. We had Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, and Michael Jackson. And I just wanted to know why none of the psychics caught them.
Wow. You know, everybody knows why, I would hope, because there's no such thing as psychic prediction, and it is amazing. And every time something big happens, like Katrina or the tsunamis and so forth, skeptics always publish these reports saying, isn't it funny that psychics never predict these major events? The reason is, of course, when they do predict things, they predict 10 things and then distribute them kind of like they don't go to the major outlets for them. So when one of them hits with one out of their 10, you see, they tout that one and people think they're really psychic. Yes, and I think if you can use this particular instance, the major pop star of our era dies and not a single psychic came up with it. Yeah, and I don't even know about Michael Jackson's propensity towards the paranormal. It would be interesting to know if he was a believer and had his own little psychics who didn't predict it. All right, let's talk to Robert. How you doing, Robert? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Doctor. I have a problem basically addicted to pornography, watching pornography on the internet. I wanted to see what can I do, what avenues do I have. I know it's causing problem in my personal life. I do realize I do have the problem, but I don't seem to be able to shake it off.
Yes, well, hey, Robert, can I compliment you for having the courage to pick up the phone and call me about this. I think that that speaks positively towards your insight and the effort you want to make towards this. Let me ask this a couple of questions to get a feel. Robert, are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Does any of this internet quote addiction stuff, does it play out in any sexual indiscretions that you've been involved with that have also threatened your marriage?
It is affecting our relationship, but my internet stuff has not been anything, nothing child pornography, nothing. It's just, I guess.
Right. So, all right. No, I guess what I'm meaning is just on the internet. In other words, you're not out prowling at night. You haven't become involved with other people. Okay.
It's just internet.
Right. And, okay, let's go over this. There is debate in the psychological, psychiatric community whether there is such a thing as addiction to pornography, sexual addiction. Sexual addiction would really be more you're out there seeking new partners, you know, every day, blah, 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 blah. The sexual pornography thing, the debate is whether it's a form of obsession, you know, a spinoff of OCD, obsessive compulsive behavior, or true addiction. I don't think the debate is useful because there are features of addiction. You need more and more of it. You need it to feel good. It turns you on. Everything ordinary sexual experience, you know, feels flat outside of it. I mean, I just don't know and don't need to know the details of what it is you're looking at and seeking. This doesn't mean, by the way, that erotic stimuli cannot be part of a healthy sex life. The question would becomes, is a therapist going to tell you, like drugs, you need to get off all drugs? Like smoking, you just can't smoke at all, and you can't go near this at all? Or is there a healthy place that you can go and share possibly with your wife? And there's nothing wrong with that. If she's absolutely against any erotic stimulation, you know, you go out to the movie some night, there's a sexual scene, it turns people on, nothing wrong with that. I feel that this can be addictive in that you need more and more of it. You need it to have certain kinds of feelings. Now, just shutting off the computer, people might say, yeah, why don't you just shut off the computer, man? Well, it's like, you know, throw away your cigarettes, throw away the food, take the booze, throw out all the bottles of booze, and you're cured. No, it didn't like that at all. So what I'm going to say to you, Robert, because you seem in earnest about this, is there are a variety in any community of self-help programs to help with this. There are therapists who specialize in it. There are meetings. There are inpatient programs, believe it or not. And they are often modeled after the 12-step model. I'm not sure that's necessary. I don't want to get into the whole 12-step thing. But if that's the case, you know, the 12 steps would start you off. If it were drugs, you'd say, I am helpless in the face of this. I need help helping myself. So in this case, you would say, I'm helpless helping myself in this. I need help, et cetera, et cetera. So I would get a professional involved. Otherwise, it's going to be tough. If you think you can just turn off the computer and give yourself the time to heal, and you're going to need to give yourself that time, okay? And you're going to need to bring your wife in on this. She needs to understand it more. I'm sure she's yelled at you. It's threatening your relationship. She's condemned you. She's angry. She's hurt. I mean, she's hurt. And I need you to understand that. She's feeling threatened, like, I'm not sexy enough. You're going to have her heavily involved in this. And together, you'll beat it. That's all. You'll beat it. All right? Let's see. I wanted to tell you about this interesting study about having psychiatric symptoms, and especially a certain kind of lung cancer, and especially brain tumors. The first thing you will notice may be a psychiatric symptom. Now, listen to this. This is tricky in terms of looking at the data. You have a psychiatric symptom. The odds of being diagnosed with any malignancy are increased threefold. It's fascinating. The likelihood, by the way, of brain tumors, 18-fold. Now, you can understand that. A brain tumor can cause psychiatric symptoms. Lung cancer, I'm puzzled, unless it's a small metastasis, you see, from the lung cancer to the brain. Now, the numbers are kind of small. Now, the one out of every 60 people with a psychiatric symptom over the age of 50 will have a diagnosis of cancer within a few months or a year. And you can't start thinking, oh, I feel depressed, or I have a psychiatric symptom, I feel anxious, and all of a sudden I got cancer. It just tells you how complex things are in medicine, and that psychiatry is there for a reason, and a good psychiatrist should have a suspicion that the cause is organic, is a term we use, namely something physical going on in your body causing your psychiatric symptom. All right? Okay, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Crave a quick, healthy meal? Then stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for delicious and nutritious meals. You no longer have to sacrifice quality to fit your busy lifestyle. You'll find a great variety of fresh ideas with great taste. Stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for great items like Breyers ice cream, Breyers, the all-natural ice cream, Cozy Shack pudding, all-natural pudding, better than homemade, Monterey pasta and sauces, simple to sensational, and Yoplait yogurt. It's so good. The Frozen and Refrigerated Food Council is giving shoppers a chance to win a 7-night trip for 4, 3 nights at Disney World, and 4 nights on the Disney Cruise Line. Entering is easy. Go to KGORadio.com for more information. And be sure to shop for these items at Wrigley's and Knob Hill Foods. Celebrate food. Celebrate life.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Crave a quick, healthy meal? Then stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for delicious and nutritious meals. You no longer have to sacrifice quality to fit your busy lifestyle. You'll find a great variety of fresh ideas with great taste. Stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for great items like Dove and Snickers novelties. It's the best experience in ice cream. International Delight, and Lando Lakes Half and Half. A moment of pure simplicity. Nesquik refrigerated flavored milk. Now available in convenient 4-pack, 8-ounce, 100-calorie pack, or 56-ounce plastic. And Borden's American Singles. When you buy Borden's cheese, 100% of the proceeds go back to the American dairy farmers. The Frozen and Refrigerated Food Council is giving shoppers a chance to win a 7-night trip for four, 3 nights at Disney World, and 4 nights on the Disney Cruise Line. Go to KGORadio.com to enter or stop by Safeway. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
Teed.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Mike. Dr. Dina Dell here. Mike, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Dina. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm about 55 years old, and I've been suffering off and on for the last 3 or 4 years with, you know, excruciating pain in my heels, my foot.
How often do you get the pain?
Well, I'll tell you, it'll come for a month, and it'll be steady every day, extremely bad in the mornings to where when you get up out of bed, it's very difficult to walk. The rest of the day seems to get a little bit easier. And then, of course, the next morning it starts all over again. And it's in both heels, one heel a little bit more so than the other.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you, obviously you're going to need to see a doctor to get self-diagnosis. If you wanted me to guess, and that's all I'm doing, you do not take anything I say here as an official diagnosis. Sounds like you have something called, you might want to write this down, plantar. And that's not plantar like you're planting a plant. It's P-L-A-N-T-A-R, plantar. Fasciitis, F-A-S-C-I-T-I-S. And it sounds like that. Worse in the morning, can come and go, bad spell for a month or so, and it's due to inflammation where the band of fibrous tissue in the bottom of your foot hooks into your heel bone. And it can be aggravated by a lot of things, and there's a lot of things doctors can do with it. Podiatrists can handle it, orthopedic doctor can handle it. A good podiatrist, I would say, you know, might be a place to start. Easier to get in to see them, maybe a little bit cheaper. And they do orthotics and heal things and stuff like that, you know, that can be helpful. All right, let's talk to Ron. This is Dr. Dell. You're on the air, Ron.
Yes, I'm taking finasteride, and I was listening to you the other day, and you were talking about testosterone and having a little... What?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you don't have very much testosterone, and it could cause prostate cancer. I have an enlarged prostate. It's from 1 to 10, it's about an 8, and the doctor prescribed this finasteride. And what it's doing is it's my libido is practically gone. I just don't have it anymore, and I was listening to you the other day, and you said something to one of the people that called you that if you had a little or testosterone problems, that it could cause prostate cancer, and I thought it was the other way around. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure what you're referring to. I would not say what you thought you heard that I might have said, and that it's high testosterone. When you give man a lot of testosterone, that might, and cause is a funny word. If you have, and listen, If you reach the age of 80 years of age, almost every man will have prostate cancer. If I sectioned your prostate, took it out, and examined under a microscope, almost every man would have prostate cancer. It is the most common cancer, more even than skin cancer, if you stop to think about it in that term, especially in relationship to age. So giving testosterone can accelerate it, and we're very, very concerned about that. Large prostate gland has nothing to do with prostate cancer, so don't get that confused. C, you got low libido and you think it's from the doctor, from what the doctor's giving you, complain. You shouldn't have to experience low libido from any medication that's used to treat these problems. And there's a lot of things that we can do for an enlarged prostate that are kind of like put something inside you and ream it out, kind of surgical-like. So you got a lot of options here. So I think you are entitled to enjoy the full benefit of a sex life. So you go complain to your doctor. Let's talk to Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I'm great, doctor. How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Good. Hey, I was just calling to see if there's any truth to being, you know, to having chemistry with a partner. And if I feel like I've been with a lot of partners and recently someone that there is definitely something more than usual. And, you know, I know the whole in love thought, but there is definitely a chemistry between us that I cannot explain. And I wondered if there's anything scientific about that.
You know, it's an interesting question. Probably what you are referring to is how you feel. And, of course, how you feel about another person, it is all chemical. There's not a thought or an emotion that happens in your brain that isn't chemical. We just have to get used to that. It doesn't come from space. It's all in your brain. We can duplicate it with neuropharmacological agents. We can duplicate it with electric probes, etc. Now, why you feel that for a certain person, in other words, assuming you have a lottery, we've all had a lot of relationships, the psychological part, I think, is not exactly what you're asking. In terms of the other part, truly chemical, there is a lot of serious research saying there is such a thing, but it's not really tangible. The most recent research, and we did this recently on the air, found that when people, if you take random men and women, just pick guys, pick girls, and then you take couples, happy long-term couples in love, you will find that the genetics and the immune systems and other factors are a little different in the couples. In other words, it seems that people truly pick people who are a little different from them genetically. And I'm not saying you know this. You don't sense this. We're not talking red hair and blue eyes. We're talking aspects of genetics that have to do with things you're not aware about, having to do with your your immune systems. And the idea is that evolution wants some differences. It's kind of like marrying your cousin, in that if you are attracted to somebody who's a little different from you are, from you, and you have a child, that child will more likely be able to resist illness and disease. At least that's the evolutionary explanation for this. So indeed, there is something. But I wouldn't make decisions based upon it. I would be very careful because falling in love is a form of psychosis. Psychiatrists have never been able to figure out what in the heck is going on. It is neurochemical. It can whack you in the head, a big one. It is a source. You think about how much human history has been altered and changed by that dynamic between people falling in love, how kingdoms have been thrown away, how history, the course of history has been altered. So it's a very, very powerful thing. And I would, in terms of the chemistry, yes, there's supposed to be pheromones and you absorb the pheromones of the person and our body secrete. We have not confirmed any of that stuff yet. And besides, I don't think it's truly conscious, and yet you should come back at me and say, well, then why do those people fall in love? These are statistical things. So the answer to your question is kind of yeah, but probably not exactly what you're feeling. Oh, the person finishes my sentences. I just love the look of them. I feel so good. I think those are more emotional type of deal. I can be myself with that person, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Crave a quick, healthy meal? Then stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for delicious and nutritious meals. Look for great items like Daisy Sour Cream, 100% natural, farm-fresh sour cream. No additives or preservatives. That's why good food tastes better with a dollop of Daisy. Minute Maid Simply Orange and Lemonade, 100% unfooled around with Nestle's Cookie Dough. Bake the very best. And Challenge Butter. Use real Challenge Butter for flaky pastries, silky sauces, savory sautés, slow churned, and 100% pure. The Frozen and Refrigerated Food Council is giving shoppers a chance to win a 7-night trip for 4, 3 nights at Disney World, and 4 nights on the Disney Cruise Line. Entering is easy. Go to KGORadio.com for more information. And be sure to shop for these items at Rayleigh's and Knob Hill Foods. Celebrate food. Celebrate life.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has 4 locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Hurry in and save.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Hi, Natalie. You're on the air. Not a lot of time. Let's try it.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My boyfriend has been smoking for the past 13 years, started at age 15. He's 28 right now. And he's convincing me that if he quits by 30, he'll be able to reverse the damages.
Oh, my God, what an excuse. How old is he, did you say, 20?
28.
28. So he wants to wait 2 years. That's just an excuse. I don't know. Yes, at 30, the damages never reverse, because you always maintain a slight or a significant increase in your risk for disease if you smoke, let's say, for 10 years when you were younger. You don't get back to zero. So if you're asking me the big difference between 28 and 30, you know, probably not huge if he really quits at 30, but, you know, at 30 he'll have more excuses. Point is, he's saying he can't do it. And so there's some issues there, and not that this becomes a major issue in the relationship, but you need to ask him why he wants to wait the 2 years and what goods he thinks that's going to do him. All right? Play it the other way. All right, join us at our next program. Till then, as always, be well.
Crave a quick, healthy meal? Then stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for delicious and nutritious meals. You no longer have to sacrifice quality to fit your busy lifestyle. You'll find a great variety of fresh ideas with great taste. Stop by the frozen and refrigerated foods section for great items like Dove and Snickers novelties. It's the best experience in ice cream. International Delight and Lando Lakes Half and Half. A moment of pure simplicity. Nesquik refrigerated flavored milk. Now available in convenient 4-pack, 8-ounce, 100-calorie pack, or 56-ounce plastic. And Borden's American Singles. When you buy Borden's cheese, 100% of the proceeds go back to the American dairy farmers. The Frozen and Refrigerated Food Council is giving shoppers a chance to win a 7-night trip for 4, 3 nights at Disney World, and 4 nights on the Disney Cruise Line. Go to KGORadio.com to enter, or stop by Safeway. Safeway, ingredients for life. Over the last year, you've probably heard commercials and read newspaper articles about NoMoreSnoring.com. But it's what other people say about you that really counts. Let's hear what Eric of Sacramento County has to say. Eric, you had a major snoring problem.
Well, basically, I had loud snoring 15, 20 years. I've been married for about 8 years or so. My wife, she would wake up, of course, with the loud snoring. I always felt like I was tired. I saw doctors. They did do a surgery on me where they removed a portion of my soft palate in the back of my throat. That didn't work. I heard about No More Snoring.
And how about your wife?
She loves it, and she's 100% confident this is a solution for other people that have this issue.
NoMoreSnoring.com uses an FDA-approved oral appliance that is covered by most insurance. Recommended by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, they have offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Sacramento. Call today for a complimentary consultation at 415-658-6028. That's 415-658-6028. Or visit them on the web at NoMoreSnoring.com.
704.
Hey everybody, Gil Gross on KGO. Brian Copeland has thrown down the gauntlet. So we'll pick it up in a moment on KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News.
2 o'clock.
I'm Charles Gibson. The coroner's office in Los Angeles has been meeting today with